So far, this record does feel like it is maybe leaning into pop a little bit more and incorporating live drums and guitar more, which is really exciting. How did you go about approaching writing this album? What was the intention for it sonically?
Yeah, I think after I did Random Girl, I knew I wanted to return back to songwriting and song structure. That previous record, Random Girl, was very like amorphous, and it was like soundscapes, super experimental, structurally like, yeah, just really out there. And I definitely wanted to return to the guitar. And so the guitar is definitely a through line. There's a lot of collaborations on this record as well with friends, which was a part of it. I definitely feel like that was a huge part of it. Not only that, the reason it being called Friend, I mean, there's more reasons to it than that, but that's an obvious reason for the title. But yeah, I mean, I was just at a place where I wanted to be a little more direct emotionally. And I think for me, like, melody is a basis for most of my music, and pop writing is something that I've been doing for a long time, I guess, or song, I would call it like melody-based song writing, something that I'm pretty familiar with, and something that I explored a lot on my first record, actually, Pet, and it just felt like the time to go back to that. It was also like post-COVID, I was feeling like maybe some feeling of like connection from not being connected to people and wanting to connect to myself, actually, in a lot of ways, and connect to friends. And I think that's what the theme for the record is, in a lot of ways, is connection and just, yeah, emotion, just like felt music.
The album does feel, as you say, more lyrically driven and more emotionally vulnerable and direct than previous work. In terms of your writing process, what did you kind of find yourself thinking and reflecting on in writing this album?
I was like definitely in a place where I felt more comfortable with myself. And I don't generally... I guess I was thinking about love, and I think I use the word love a lot in the songs. I think that love in a general way, not in a romantic sense, but more in, yeah, this all-encompassing sense, love for myself and love, you know, just in action and what that means, and a broader sense in my community and feeling connected to people. And yeah, I think in a lot of ways, yeah, I guess love was the major one, as sappy as that sounds, but it's definitely true. And yeah, I don't know, I don't think so much on like the lyrics having to be direct. I'm pretty much keeping them in this like dream logic state, which I find to, I mean, it's really just how I write and how I think about writing, and it always has been. But for me, it's closer to the truth, because it's not putting something in a container and kind of making it like this absolute. So I just wanted the lyrics to kind of hold the emotion of the melody and the vocals. And I always write the melody, you know, I write like a bass for the song, and then I'm writing a vocal melody on top of that, but I don't write the lyrics until like later on, and they're kind of just these containers for emotion. I try to keep the meanings a bit more in suspense, but yeah, I'd say love, dreams, time. I mean, a lot of like conversations will enter lyrics here and there. Like I'll be thinking about something, that a conversation that I had with myself or a conversation that I had with a person, that I'll enter my lyrics a lot of the times. So I'll kind of bunch together.
Totally. No, I did pick up on the kind of more conversational way of writing, and I really like that. So it's nice to hear a little bit more about the thought process going in behind it. I did want to ask about Blink Moth July Mix specifically, as it is my favorite that's been released so far off this record. It has this lush and transcendental and mesmerizing quality that creates this almost like focused and cathartic listening experience where you can kind of block out the rest of the world for 7 minutes, which I think is so beautiful, and it's truly such an experience to listen to. Was the process of writing that track similarly cathartic for you?
Yeah, it actually really was. I love that track too, actually.
It's like, so it's good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite tracks that I've written. And I think, yeah, getting back to what I was saying before, it's like I was just really in the emotions and when I was writing it, and it was really immediate. So, I mean, just process wise, what happened was Shy, my collaborator on that track, who I also worked with on Scorpio, he's one part of Hoodie, he sent me like a beat, and I just, yeah, it was actually in July, in a previous July, and I was upstate dog sitting for my friend, and I like was alone just listening to it, and I started working on it, and it was pretty immediate that like these melodies came out of me. It was like, and that sometimes happens, but oftentimes it really doesn't happen. I got it in email, and then like an hour later I had like the melody for it. So it was really immediate and really like direct to the emotions. And I knew, and then I started writing guitar parts for it and kind of like building it up texturally and kind of structuring it. And I just knew like immediately as I was writing it, that it was going to be something special. So yeah, I don't know. And then writing the lyrics for it, that's definitely like my, I don't know, unofficial love song. So that's like definitely the love song on the record, if there is any. And yeah, the lyrics mean a lot to me. So yeah, that one was for sure cathartic. It's hard to even talk about it. I don't know. I just do this stuff. I don't know how to talk about it sometimes, but I definitely felt very emotional about the process, and I just loved every minute of working on it, really. I spent a long time on it because I really enjoyed working on it. Yeah, and actually Scorpio, one last thing on that is like Scorpio came out the summer I was working on it, and I remember being like, yeah, I like Scorpio, but I think this one's better. I mean, whatever, it's up to people's debate, but I like Blink Moth a little, it's more personal to me at least. Mm-hmm. I love Scorpio as well, but in my head I was like, I hope people like this one, because I think this one's really good.
No, for sure, it's definitely a special track, and it's definitely being received that way as well. There does seem to be like this artistic aesthetic that you've created that comes through all facets of James K as a project, and it feels just more representative of you and the creative thought behind it, rather than something that's like super intentional. But how do you kind of see the visual world of James K as a project and the musical output intersecting?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely completely intersect. I've like always been a visual artist and a musician kind of simultaneously, although I guess I kind of started with music first because it was just such an early thing for me. But yeah, like James K has always been this intersection of my visual work, video work, you know, graphic design work, and then writing and sound. And I kind of go into them with the same amount of intention and energy. Like I spend just as much time on the visual aspects, sometimes more than the music. Like dialing details. I mean, that's just how my brain works. I have visions for things and how they kind of need to look, and I really work on things and dial in those details, and to the point that they're finished or I feel like they're complete. But yeah, building out the visual world is like super important to creating just more depth and more narrative. I just, you know, some people write songs in this really narrative, like linear narrative way, and I feel like my songs are actually kind of more collage, they're more like amorphous. There's narratives there, but they're kind of, as I said before, like there's a dream logic, they're kind of operating on multiple meanings and multiple planes and layers. And so I kind of think in this like stacking way, like where I'm like, okay, then the visual is like another layer to that, and then the video is another layer to that, and the writing is another layer to that, and this creating kind of this whole like depth of like texture. I kind of think of it as texture, and that's kind of like in a macro and a micro way, like how I think about making work, where I think about the song and building songs out texturally, like through layers. And so I think about my work in, yeah, I guess I feel like you can think about my larger process in a textural and sexual sense as well. I'm kind of coming on that now. I actually hadn't thought of it in that way until we just talked about it. So I'm like, yeah, that's true.
That is true. That was James K, Jamie Krasner, speaking to me about her latest album, Friend. It's out now and it's so beautiful. It's such a great listen, start to finish. You can listen to it on Bandcamp, support her on Bandcamp. And yeah, it's beautiful. This is a track from the album. This is Embalmed. You're on 95 BFM Drive.